Hey, sweetheart. Come here. Just lie down. Rest your head in my lap. Well, you've got that look. Well, the look that says the world is spinning hundreds of times a minute in your head. Oh, lay your head in my lap. Let me run my fingers through your hair. How about you tell me what's going on while I play with the ants? Well, I know you can't concentrate on stress while I do that. Well, you know I appreciate you, right? How about I tell you some reasons why? Okay. I love the way your forehead crinkles when you concentrate. I love your... What is that tickly thing when I trace a finger over your ear? Well, I love your ears. Well, they're cute, but you're a good listener, and I like it. I like that it makes you giggle when I stroke them. Well, that was totally a giggle, and it was adorable. What else? Your eyes. They're seriously the most gorgeous eyes I have ever seen. I think they were the first thing I noticed about you. How warm they are. The way they sparkle and dance. You can say so many things with your eyes alone. Oh, they light up when you're full of mischief, too. But they get so soft when you look at me. I get hungry when they see tacos. I love that you get a sweet little blush on your cheeks when you're embarrassed or flustered. It's just so cute, but also kind of sexy. And your lips. I have never seen such perfectly shaped, utterly inviting lips. Visually, yes, but also the honey words that spill from them. The amazingly hot filth you whisper in my ears. Oh, well, you know what that does to me. And all the other wonderful things that you do with them. Your mouth. You know you have skills in that area, and don't deny it. You have to have noticed how vocal in my appreciation you make me. Oh, there's that blush again. And this very manly jaw. I can't decide whether I prefer how smooth it is after a shave or if I love it better scratchy. Like when you have stubble. It does tickle when you're rocking a beard, especially my thighs. Maybe I just love your face. Oh. And this area, where your neck and shoulder meet. I just want to nibble on it. Yes. Question. Is it weird that I like to watch your Adam's apple bob? Yeah, it gets really fast when you're super turned on. You've never noticed? Well, I have. Sit up. Just sit right between my knees. I want to touch these shoulders. Sweetheart, they're so tense. Is that nice when I massage them? Let me know if I get too rough. A little bit more pressure? Okay. How's that? Is it nice when I press my thumbs in? I think you need more massages. Well, you shouldn't be carrying this much tension. Look, can you feel that your shoulders have dropped a half an inch already? Just relaxing, huh? I'm just going to wrap my arms around you now, because in your arms is the best place in the world. And you give the best cuddles. You know, I could have had the crappiest day on earth, but when I get home to you and you wrap these wonderful arms around me, I melt into the warmest, safest place in the world. And your hands. Give me your left one so I can massage it. I think unless someone knew you, they'd be surprised how tender your big, rough hands can be. Does that feel nice? And the things you can do with them. Fuck. Perv. I didn't mean that. Caught me. Swap me for the other hand. I guess I might as well stroke your ego at the same time and confirm for you that yes, you are very, very good in that department. Yeah. But what I meant was how creative you are. How you can make something out of virtually nothing. Like when you cook. Oh my God, that thing you made for dinner last Friday. It was amazing. Or you have one of your projects on the go. I even like watching your hands as your fingers dance over your game controller. Or when you're coding a little bit. You think I have a hand kink? Oh my. Well, yeah. But maybe only for your hands. Is that your belly growling? Why don't touch it? I won't if that's what you don't, if you don't want me to. I know you've been kind of self-conscious about it lately, but baby, I love it. It's very snuggly. But if you're bothered by it, we can, I don't know, go on more walks and I can bake less cookies. I know, but you are worth the sacrifice. You're worth everything. I do. You know what I wish? I wish that you could see yourself through my eyes. I know you look in the mirror and all you see are flaws, but I look at you and I see the man I love. I don't see perfection, but I see perfect for me. I know. You're so self-conscious about your stomach, about your legs, which, by the way, are like my favorite thing. You're right. Another of my favorite things. If I could reach them, I'd massage them too. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've got my morning routine down so that I'm in the bedroom when you come out of the shower. So I can watch those gorgeous legs dripping and clean before you imprison them in pants. You know? I do not pout when you put pants on. Fine. I totally do pout, but it's worth pouting over. Okay. Your stomach is definitely shouting at us now. You want to come sit in the kitchen with a drink? I can make dinner this time. You can go have a nap if you're sleepy. Oh, you want to cuddle just a little bit longer? Oh, of course, sweetheart. We can stay here as long as you want. Oh.